This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I'm saying that Abe Lincoln could dunk James Madison.
Okay, that's what you're telling me.
What's the name of that song?
It's a Hokey Pokey.
You're exactly right.
A Hokey Pokey.
Frankincense, gold, and myrrh.
Good. Hey, wonderful.
Take care. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman, and Ed Battagliano is here with me. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
Walker Wildman filling in for the effervescent J.J. Jasper.
Good morning.
Good morning, Walker. We are going to have Trivia Friday today for the next hour and 25 minutes. We'll be here. And what is our purpose, our goal, our objective?
Well, Tim, I'm glad you brought that up so there's no confusion.
Right.
Our goal, our purpose, is to make our listeners more betterer and more smarter.
That's really our motto.
Yes.
More betterer.
More awesomer.
More awesomer.
Right.
More smarterer. I thought about adopting this theme, Ed. Make America smarterer again.
Make America smarter again.
I think we can make it.
Make America smarter. So it'd be MASA.
I think MASA.
Yeah.
MASA.
Yeah.
Right?
Kind of like NASA.
NASA, we're MASA.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. And here's what we do. We're going to ask trivia questions. The three of us are going to ask three each, and then we're going to put them out there for you to call in and answer, all right? And when you call in, we'd like for you to answer and ask. So answer a trivia question and ask. That's kind of what we're looking for, all right, when we open up the phone lines. We do have one rule, that is if you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, do not call in, okay? That's one simple rule. Surely you can abide by that.
Huh? And if you break that rule, we will berate you over the airwaves.
Right. It's called shaming.
Yes, we'll shame you.
We'll shame
you. Trivia shaming.
Trivia shaming. So don't call in. Call next week, but if you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, please do not call in. Here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. Don't be surprised if you get a busy signal.
But keep trying. You know, we've talked to people who have tried. First-time caller, just got on.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then we've had other poor souls that say, I've been trying to get on
They've
for 6 months.
They've been in trivia purgatory.
Yes.
For a long time.
That's right.
Phone call purgatory. 888-589-8840 is our phone number. American Family Radio. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. And, Walker, what are we doing on Facebook?
Yes, we're video streaming live on the Today's Issues Facebook page. So you can go there and watch the show right now. We already have some folks watching
the
show. Yes, we do have some folks watching the show.
So we're live video streaming.
That's right. Loretta from Amarillo, Texas is viewing. Jennifer is viewing. Janet is watching. So many folks already on Facebook right now. Today's Issues on Facebook, go there, watch the show, comment. Maybe you know some of the answers. Comment and share the answers that you have.
Okay, so also we have a mystery question. If answered, you will hear this sound. Yes, a beloved cowbell will ring for all the world to hear. And that will signify that the person has answered a question that will get them a free Trivia Friday t-shirt.
Yes.
So maybe we won't don one of those, but we'll hold one of those up if we can get one of those t-shirts up over here sometime.
Don our gay apparel?
Yeah. Yeah.
Should I say don our straight apparel?
Don our straight apparel. I think, Ed, probably in this day and age, you probably need to be clear about that. But anyway, it'll get you a free AFR Trivia Friday t-shirt if you answer that mystery question correctly. All right, Ed, what are your three questions?
Okay, I've got all Christmas questions. Now, these are pretty easy.
Okay.
So I do have a bunch of them. But
you dumbed it down.
We've all know the Christmas story so well that I figured it'd be easy. Hmm. But if people answer all the ones I have football questions. So we'll just proceed from one to the other. So, all right, here's the first question. As Joseph and Mary traveled to be counted for the census, from which town did they start out? Second question. As Joseph and Mary traveled to be counted for the census, to which town did they go?
What now, Ed?
Which town were they going to?
In the Bible?
The
Mary and Joseph?
Is that really too easy?
You can go ahead with it.
No go comment. It.
But I will say this. There have been times when I've had really easy questions.
Well,
and people
I would just say to the listener, with all compassion I can muster, that if you don't know the answer to Ed's question right there, you need to get on your knees right now and repent of ignorance.
That's right. If you've had a Bible like all your life don't know the answer to
you don't know
this,
the answer to that.
Shame. All right, here's my third Christmas question. Under the reign of which emperor was the census ordered that sent Joseph and Mary on their journey? What was the name of the Roman emperor? I've got more.
All right.
Questions.
Walker, what do you have?
All right, here we go. My first question. How many dots are there on two dice? How many dots are there on two dice?
Okay.
The dice you roll when you're playing Monopoly. When did the American Civil War end?
Just in case anybody wants to know what you use dice for.
Die.
Or Yahtzee.
Yes, or Yahtzee.
Any board game.
Not gambling. This is definitely not gambling.
No.
Who gambles with dice, right?
For entertainment purposes only.
Yes. When did the American Civil War end? In what year did the American Civil War end?
Okay.
Lastly, what's the smallest type of tree in the world?
The Zacchaeus tree.
What's the smallest type of tree in the world?
Okay, that's your question to us. Here are my three questions. I do have a Bible question to start out with. It's a little bit harder than Ed's first question there. But mine is, who was chosen to replace Judas as the 12th apostle?
Good question.
That's even though, it's in the Bible right there. A lot of people don't know the answer to this. You don't get many sermons on this. Who was chosen to replace Judas as the 12th apostle? All right. Let's see here. Oh, here we go. How many eggs does a queen bee lay per day? You can be in the ballpark, okay? More than one. I'll just tip you off on that one. How many eggs does a queen bee lay per day?
I gotta tell you, I'm ashamed at how dumb my questions are compared to you guys.
Well,
you guys got some good questions.
We worked at it.
Yeah.
5 minutes.
And also, finally, what animal has the longest lifespan of all the animals out there across the face of the earth? If the earth has a face, that is, what animal among them can stand proud and say I outlived everybody?
If indeed it does stand, we don't know.
We don't know. What the truth? I was just metaphorically there. What animal has the longest lifespan? I want to know the answer to that. Let's go to the phone.
To the phones we go. To the Batmobile. We go to Oregon, and Mark is on the line. Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Merry Christmas, professors.
Merry Christmas to you, Mark.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas back at you, Mark.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
I'm going to try the dots on the dice.
Wow.
All right, that's mine. I'm afraid it was too easy.
Round and round, round.
How many dots are there on two dice, Mark?
The number is 42.
That's correct.
Wow.
Good job.
So 42. 42 if you add the 1, 2, 3. You include the 4 on that. On that adding
yes.
up?
Five I guess
six,
so,
seven.
Yeah. Okay. All the sides. I don't play dice very often.
Yeah, well, that's pretty amazing that you knew that. How'd you
know
that, Mark?
This way.
You got a gambling problem? Or?
No, in the mind. 6 and 1 is 7, 5 and 2 is 7, 4 and 3 is 7, 3 times 7 is 21, 2 times 21 is 42.
There you go.
That's not the way my mind works.
Ed works chocolate or vanilla.
I would have had the calculator out and go 1+.
Yeah. Mark, good. That's good, brother. Yeah, you got it. You got a question for us?
Yes, I do. I'd like to do it in Jeopardy way.
Okay, go ahead.
I will give the answer, and you give me the question.
Mm-hmm.
The topic is music.
Mm-hmm.
It's the $1,000 question. Bill Haley and the Comets, Rock Around the Clock. is the answer. What is the
Bill Haley in the comments, rock around the clock is the answer. Don't say anything, Mark, okay?
We're going to just talk amongst ourselves here.
Don't make any grunts or noises or yeah. you know, anything like that. When Walker wouldn't know this. No disrespect to
right.
you, Mr. Millennial.
Is this from a song or a movie?
Yeah, I think this is.
This was the song that they played at the beginning of Happy Days, right?
What is the theme to Happy Days, or was that Happy Days?
Gonna
Day?
Rock around the clock tonight.
But also,
isn't that the Bill Haley version or song?
Happy Days. But Happy Days was the song itself.
Yeah, it starts off. Song, it starts way. Off with that. Doesn't it start off with that
That's
song?
You want to just say what is the theme of Happy Days?
Let's do that.
Okay, what is the theme of Happy Days?
Well, that's semi-true. It was the original one for that. But my answer is going to be when Billboard magazine started in 1955, that was the first number one song they had ever recorded on the top 100 chart.
Oh, okay.
So Bill Haley and the Comets, Rock Around the Clock, was the very first number one song in America when Billboard started back in 1955.
Wow.
And yes, it was the original song for Happy Days, and then they switched over to their Happy Days theme song.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, so yeah. we were right partly, but that wasn't the answer you were looking for.
Well, that's the problem with those kind of questions is we were absolutely 100% right.
Right.
But now that would have been a very hard question if he had asked it the other way, the normal way.
The normal
way, he had said
yeah.
in 1955, oh, yes. what was the number one? I wouldn't have even had a shot at it.
Yeah.
So, hey, Mark, thanks, brother.
That's
Take
a great,
care,
great
man.
Trivia question, Mark. Thank you.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. You can watch the show at Facebook Live. If you want to watch the show, comment there. We appreciate all our Facebook viewers. You can listen to American Family Radio, obviously, on your radio dial or on the internet and our app, American Family Radio. Our app is free, and you can listen anywhere in the world to American Family Radio. Who's next, Ed?
Well, I appreciate you sending that this way. We're going to go to... Let's see, would that be Los Angeles or Louisiana? I'm guessing Louisiana.
Lower Alabama.
Tony is on the line. Tony Baloney, welcome to the program.
Welcome, men. How y'all doing?
We're doing good.
Tony. Hey, Tony, you in that ice storm down there?
Yeah, it's semi-like ice storm. It's so great out here, all that snow. I mean, it's a lot for us. I guess we accumulated probably about close to 2 inches.
Wow.
Yeah, that's amazing. Somebody told me this morning, of course, we live in Tupelo, which is in north of Mississippi, and we didn't get anything. And somebody said, well, it's pray for the people who are traveling in the snowstorm and the ice storm in Louisiana.
Yeah.
And I was going, somebody's got some bad information here. but evidently, it's sweeping across the Gulf State.
The southern part of the South.
Yeah, anyway. Well, Tony, you want to ask, answer, or both?
I would like to do both, Mr. Tim.
All right, sir. Well, Tony, why don't you go ahead and answer
which question?
Which question you want to answer?
Ed had three questions.
I did.
Could he repeat?
Okay.
Sure, I can.
They're trivia.
These are Christmas questions. First one: as Joseph and Mary traveled to be counted for the census, from which town did they start out? Second question: to which town did they go? Third question. Under the reign of which Roman emperor was the census ordered that sent Joseph and Mary on their journey?
Ed has a fourth question. 1 + 2 is what?
See, you know, sometimes they mock me because my questions are unbelievably difficult. And now I get a... I can't please anybody. Yeah. Tony, pick one of those, brother, and make me proud.
I like the one that they started out from was the town of Bethlehem.
Think about what you just said, Tony. Started out from.
Well, Jesus is born in Nazareth.
No, you got them reversed, brother.
Well, don't give both questions away.
Well,
what's your answer, Tony? As if we needed to make those easier.
Yeah.
What's your answer?
Born in Bethlehem from Judea, right?
What now?
Was he born in Bethlehem? Jesus was born in Bethlehem. He was a Nazarene, but he was born in Bethlehem from Judea. Is that correct?
He was born in Bethlehem of Judea. Okay, that's right. Okay, okay. That's the town he was going to. We're going to give that to you.
Yes.
All right.
Got you.
Good job, Tony.
You guys, you're all killing me. Every one of you. Tony's killing me. Tim's killing me. All right.
Tony, you got a question for us?
Yes, I do. And Mr. Tim, about that snow, my brother called me about 4:30 a.m. in the morning and woke me up and said, hey, my cousin called me and said it was snowing out here. I said, what? So I jumped up and went outside. Sure enough, I had some snow. Yes, my question for you all is, what do you call a two-legged dog? What do you call a two-legged dog?
Two-legged dog.
It doesn't matter what you call him because he's not coming.
Dad, you're so smart.
I can't beat that answer.
I like that.
It doesn't matter what you call him, he ain't coming.
He ain't coming. Yeah, I just heard that last.
I tell you, in China, you call him scared. That's what you call him.
In China, you call him dinner.
Oh, my word.
And just along those lines, the number one best-selling cookbook in China is 101 Ways to Walk Your Dog.
Oh, my. We better stop right there. That's
all right.
All right, Tony.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
We don't know. Tony, what's the answer?
That was the answer. It was correct.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Ed, got the riddle.
Tony, I've heard that joke before, but I didn't know if it was the one you were that right. You were going with, so I gave the one I knew. Yeah. So
all right. Hey Tony, thanks, brother. You take care, man. Stay safe down there in the winter wonderland the winter wonderland of Louisiana. Okay. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Walker, let's you and I repeat our questions. Have you got a new question?
I'll have to ask one. All right.
Get started.
Christmas question. As Joseph and Mary traveled to be counted for the census, from which town did they start out?
Mm-hmm.
They wound up in Bethlehem of Judea. Right. Which town did they start out in? Second question. Under the reign of which emperor was the census ordered that sent Joseph and Mary on their journey? And I'll add one. When the census was ordered, who was governor of Syria at the time?
When did the American Civil War end? What year did the American Civil War end? That's my question unanswered. Secondly, what's the smallest type of tree in the world? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to add one question. Mm-hmm. What is the first letter on a typewriter? What's the first letter on a typewriter?
Ooh, that's a good one.
You mean at the top or the bottom?
First letter.
All right. So you're not going to be any more specific than that. All right, here are my three questions. What animal has the longest lifespan?
Good question.
What animal outlives the rest of them? All right. Number two, who was chosen to replace Judas as the 12th apostle?
Billy Bob.
Billy Bob, he was third, but he didn't make the top two.
He didn't make the cut.
Top two. All right, and then finally, how many eggs does a queen bee lay per day? How many queens?
Busy lady.
Yeah, and I want to know, you can give me a ballpark figure, I'll take that. But anyway, there are my three questions, and we go back to the phones.
Back to the phones, and we welcome Ariel from New Hampshire, my neck of the woods. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Ariel. What town in New Hampshire are you from?
Manchester.
Manchester. Well, I grew up in Nashua. Do you know where Nashua is?
Yeah.
So I grew up there. So your family and I have a special bond. So if I'm ever up in New Hampshire, I expect to be invited over for dinner. All right?
I'm going to have chowder.
I watched the Boston Bruins play last night. So,
I think she gets it in.
You get it?
Yeah.
All right. Listen, you know how rare it is for me to talk to someone from New Hampshire?
Yeah, I know.
I'm excited. I can't help it. All right, Ariel, you're 10 years old, and here I'm giving you a hard time. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
Who replaced Judas as the 12th apostle?
Ooh, good question.
Say that again now. Which one do you want to answer?
The apostle one.
I just like to hear you talk. who are we talking to here?
This is Ariel.
Ariel. Okay, Ariel. Nice question. Name. Here's a question, Ariel. And who was chosen to replace Judas? You know, Judas, he had that bad couple days.
Yes, he did. It's been ongoing.
Yeah.
Since then.
Yeah, he had a bad couple days there, Judas. So he was replaced by who?
Matthias?
Yes, that's correct. Right. That's correct.
Very good.
M-A-T-T-H-I-E-S, I guess. You don't read much about him.
I think that's the only mention, maybe the only mention of him.
Yeah, so he didn't, I don't know what he, of course he made the.
He made the starting lineup.
He was voted an apostle.
Thanks to Judas.
That's a pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he thanked Judas, but I think he didn't. He did. I want to thank Judas.
giving me my opportunity.
Giving me my place here. But you are correct. Very good answer.
Ariel, did you know that off the top of your head? You have to look it up or what?
I knew it. I read Acts.
Okay. Oh, very good.
Wonderful.
Very good.
Good. Keep reading the Bible, Ariel, and learning like that. What's your question for us?
Who was the first black woman millionaire?
The first woman black millionaire.
The name that flies off my tongue, if names can fly off tongues, is.
We're going to talk. We're going to talk amongst ourselves, Ariel. Yeah, so don't say yes or no.
Oprah Winfrey. I mean, did she say millionaire?
Millionaire.
It wouldn't be. It'd be somebody else then. Oprah Winfrey, I think, is a billionaire.
Well, she said the first, but she was a millionaire first. But would it have taken that long for there to be one millionaire?
That's what I'm saying. No, you're probably, go ahead.
Maybe the Queen of Sheba or
somebody? There was a lady in America who, in the mid-1900s, created a type of gel, like a hair gel.
An African-American lady?
Yes, yes. And she had her own factory and everything.
I know, I read about that myself.
She may not have been a millionaire, but she was a very successful entrepreneur.
Right. I remember.
I don't know her name.
Okay, so we have that guess.
Good.
You have Oprah. Well, and I'm going to say the Queen of Sheba.
I'm going
Bible.
Queen of Sheba is a rapper.
No. Huh?
No?
No. No.
Okay.
Well, she may have been.
What's the right answer, Ariel?
Madam C.J. Walker.
Okay, now who is she?
She was a millionaire that she made a hair gel, and she was an entrepreneur.
Wow. Walker. That was Walker.
Walker the Millennial.
Just didn't know her name.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. What year was that, Ariel?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, that's some excellent trivia
there. I think Walker's
right.
It's back there somewhere in the mid-1900s.
What was her name, Ariel, one more time?
Madam C.J. Walker.
Madam C.J. Right. Walker. You should be able to remember that, Walker. There she is, right there.
Walker. This was a little earlier than I thought.
Wikipedia.
This was in the early 1900s.
Okay.
So.
And she became a millionaire off that?
Yeah. Sarah Breedlove, known as Madam C.J. Walker, was an African-American entrepreneur, philanthropist, and political and social activist. And I'll get the name of her company and stuff for after the break.
All right, good. Well, Ariel, good job on Trivia Friday.
All right. Take care, Ariel. Appreciate you calling from the great state of New Hampshire.
The Granite State.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. You're getting pretty good at that.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
You just got to get rid of the I.
You're rid of the I and you're in business. Drive your car, park it out there.
By Harvard Yard. Have some chowder. All right, and I'm going to keep on with this.
It's kind of addictive, isn't it?
Boston / New England. Well, in Boston, it's thicker than it is in Vermont, isn't it?
And Vermont has its own kind of little. Of course, they're a bunch of weirdos up there anyway.
Well, we just lost our two listeners in Vermont. thank you, Ed. Appreciate that. We'll be back in about 3 minutes with more of Trivia Friday.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
here for your encouragement and your walk with God. This is David Wolin with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. When people tell the Christmas story, it usually begins in one of two ways, either the angel appearing to Mary or the shepherds watching their flocks by night. But what about the Christmas story through the eyes of Joseph? An angel also appeared to Joseph. You can read about it in Matthew chapter 1. At that time, Joseph was still betrothed to Mary, and the angel told him, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." And that is the core of the gospel. In the midst of all the hustle and bustle of the Christmas season, we need to remember that Jesus was born to rescue his people from their sins. Get started with Anchor Devotional today. Just visit getanchor.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Since 1971, Liberty University's values have been defined by a commitment to excellence and a biblical worldview. Their mission of training champions for Christ has remained the foundation of everything they do. It's that mission that propels Liberty students to excellence in the classroom and beyond. More than 550 programs of study from undergrad to doctoral degrees, effectively preparing students to enter a competitive job market. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. That's liberty.edu. A school district near Allentown, Pennsylvania, says the best way to end hate speech is to ban hateful words. The Saucon Valley School District is considering a policy that would ban five words. One is a derogatory term for a woman. The other is a racial slur typically used in rap music. The other words on their proposed list include retarded, terrorist, and gay. Students using the words in a hateful or menacing way would be sent to an intervention program to be re-educated. Well, I suppose the first question would be, who gets to decide when the words are used in a hateful way? Let's say another radical decides to run over a bunch of pedestrians in the name of Allah. Would it be hateful to call the guy a terrorist? The Constitution clearly protects speech, even hateful speech, and I'm afraid the Saucon Valley School District is on a slippery slope to a constitutional showdown. I'm Todd Starnes.
Are we supposed to be hearing a man talk over that, Ed?
No. Well, I mean, I think eventually it might say, "Well, honey." No, I think it just spells it out. That's the Honeymooners.
From popular show in the 40s, 50s?
50s. That was 50s.
It
was
Jackie Gleason?
Jackie Gleason.
Is that where he came up with "How Sweet It Is"?
You know, he had a variety show before that. I don't know if he just carried. He did say that in the Honeymooners.
Yeah, that was how he's known.
It may
for.
Have been. It may have been something that he had, you know, during his variety show and all that.
That became a, sort of a pop culture saying.
Yeah,
I mean, it stuck.
Or one today. One more time, Alice.
Or one.
Bang! Zoom right to the moon. Yeah, he was all bluster though. He was actually afraid of his wife.
It is Jackie Gleason. Was he also a stand-up comic?
I think he was. That's probably how
comedian,
he got his start.
Yeah. Walker, do you know what we're talking about?
Oh, absolutely. Jackie's a great person.
Yeah.
Well, he's been dead for years, but
he was, though, Walker. That's what Walker meant to say. He was.
He was a real nice guy.
He was down at the coffee shop a few times. Walker thinks Jackie Gleason's working at the Burger King in Detroit with Elvis. All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and Walker. And we are going to repeat our questions again and then get back to the phones. Here's your phone number to call in, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. American Family Radio is AFR.net. You can send us an email at comments@AFR.net. Watch the show on Today's Issues Facebook page or download our app and watch and listen to the program anywhere in the world. Ed, go ahead.
All right, I'm here. My Christmas questions, which have been pretty much mocked here on the program,
and well deserved,
and well, true, well duly noted. All right, first one. Christmas question number one: as Joseph and Mary traveled to be counted for the census, from which town did they start out? Second question: under the reign of which Roman emperor was the census ordered that sent Joseph and Mary on their journey? Third Christmas question: when the census was ordered, Who was governor of Syria at the time?
Here are my three questions that are heretofore unanswered.
Way to go, son.
Was that the first time?
That's the first time.
You hadn't mentioned it yet.
I haven't mentioned it. I'm glad to see you're following in your daddy's footsteps.
Yeah, I had to steal your show there. Yeah. All right. One quick note. The lady who was the first millionaire, her name was Madam C.J. Walker, and her hair product was called Wonderful Hair Grower. And she claimed that she had a dream about the product, the idea, and then created it.
She was the first African-American millionaire. That was the question.
Woman millionaire. That's right. All right, here's my questions. When did the American Civil War end? And that is, what year? What's the smallest type of tree in the world? Lastly, what is the first letter on a typewriter?
Hey, you said she had a dream.
She says that she had a dream which revealed the product, the idea to her. And then she...
How come that hadn't happened to me? That ever happened to you, Ed?
Apparently not. I'm not a millionaire,
That's
am
what
I?
I'm saying. How do you get
Usually
this?
my dreams have to do with what I'm eating the next day. Maybe I just need to think bigger thoughts.
Yeah. So that product came to her in a dream, huh? Wow.
Well, maybe it has happened to you, Tim, and you just... have not written it down and gone with it.
Yeah.
Your dreams can come true. Every day is a Friday.
I think God has given up on me as an inventor.
Well, me too.
He's given me other abilities.
Yes.
Inventing is...
But nothing you're going to be able to monetize.
God looked down at Tim and said, inventor, you got to be kidding me.
That's right.
Okay. All right. So here are my three questions. What animal has the longest lifespan? Number two, how many eggs does a queen bee lay... per day? And I want a ballpark figure. I'll take a ballpark figure on that one. How many eggs does a queen bee lay per day? And then finally, the question I have is, what game, we may have asked this sometime in the last year, I don't know, but what game is generally considered to have ushered in the video game era? What game is generally considered to have ushered in the video game era?
Some questions deserve to be asked more than once.
They do. Go ahead. Who's up?
All right,
next?
We go to Texas, and John is on the line. John, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, hey, guys. Greetings from Cut and Shoot.
Greetings from Cut and Shoot.
Oh, yeah.
All right. John's been on before, haven't you?
Yeah, many times.
And, well, also... greetings from 88.3, and it survived. We all survived the blizzard.
the blizzard of Cut and Shoot.
The Cut and Shoot blizzard of what
of
year
2017.
Of 17.
Of 17.
You'll always remember this.
Hey, John, you want to ask, answer, or do both? What's that?
Yeah, I want to do both.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
One of yours.
And
I think I got you on this one.
Okay.
I think I got you on this one. Who ordered the census?
All right. When the census was ordered? Oh, you mean, okay. Under the reign of which Roman emperor was the census ordered that sent Joseph and Mary on their journey?
Yeah, that's easy. It'd be Caesar, wouldn't it?
Caesar Augustus.
Caesar Augustus. Yeah. Now, just for clarification, Caesar was a term... Was it not like president?
It's a title.
It's a title.
Yeah. It's a title.
Yeah. During the Roman Empire, you had all kind of Caesars. Thus, this was Caesar Augustus. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it would mean like emperor. And not oddly, but interestingly, the Germans, World War One. You remember Kaiser Wilhelm?
Mm-hmm.
That is the German version of the word Caesar.
Oh, gotcha. Did not know that.
So. That's some of the useless information.
I think you have a Kaiser bun too, don't you?
You have Kaiser roll, absolutely.
In most delis.
That's right. When did King Herod come into play there?
Well, I'd rather not spoil one of my other questions.
Okay.
On down the road.
Gotcha.
But between you and your dad, I won't have any Christmas questions left at all. So, but that's okay. I got football questions
or self-esteem.
Hey, John, what's your question for us?
Okay, it relates to football in a different way, but lots of colleges, they have rivalries and they play for something, some kind of trophy that the winner usually gets and all that. There's two schools Stephen F. Austin State University in Nacogdoches, Texas, and Northwestern State University in Natchitoches, Louisiana. They play for Chief Cato. And it is the largest trophy, okay, that college teams play for. Can you tell me how tall it is and how much it weighs approximately?
Yeah, I can answer that easily.
Yeah. Ed, we were talking about that the other day at lunch.
How tall it is and how much it weighs?
It's the rivalry between who and who?
Stephen F. Austin and Northwestern State.
Okay, gotcha. Bordering Louisiana, Texas border.
Nacogdoches and Natchitoches.
Man, I have – if it's the largest, it's got to be 10 feet probably. Walker?
I'm going to go with
– I got zero. I got zero idea on this.
I'm going to go with 6 feet, 200 pounds.
All right, we're going with that, John.
Okay, it's actually 8 feet and 300 pounds.
Wow.
And what it is, Chief Cato – Chief, you still there?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, okay. Chief Cato was the father, the legend has it, he was the father of Natchitoches and Nacogdoches. And so he divided the tribal lands between the two, separated by the Sabine River.
Okay.
So do they... John, are you done, or you got more to that story?
Yeah, I'm finished.
Okay. No, do they? Ahead. What do they forklift it back and forth?
Yeah, 300 pounds.
Yeah.
They just get those big old linemen and they just tow it out there, I guess. I don't know.
Wow.
The losing team carries it back.
Carries it to the other school.
Yeah. So,
All right.
I just thought everybody should know the largest mascot that are the whatever it is trophy that
trophy.
Teams play for the United States.
That's pretty
cute.
That's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool.
All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. That's good trivia there. And shall we continue moving on?
I think we shall.
All right. We go to Arkansas, and Isaiah is on the line. Isaiah, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How y'all doing?
Hey, I appreciate you asking,
Isaiah. That means
thank
a lot
you.
To us.
It does.
It really does.
People ask, and they care about us.
Yeah, sincere caring.
So, Isaiah, thank you so much. What do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
The one about the Civil War.
All right,
that's
good
my
question.
Mm-hmm. When did the American Civil War end?
1865.
That's correct, Isaiah.
Good American. Whoa, look at that. Woo! Isaiah.
Great job.
You won yourself a Trivia Friday t-shirt, man. Tell us how that's going to change your life. All right, Isaiah, I appreciate the enthusiasm.
I have no idea.
Well, Isaiah, you may be a little confused, but you answered correctly the mystery question, which is why you heard the cowbell. And so you won a Learning University Trivia Friday t-shirt.
Right.
And most of our people... You know, they say it changed their lives.
Right.
You know,
right. Kind of like, you know, it's, you know, they're torn when we had the free trip to Hawaii or the Trivia Friday t-shirt. People are torn. So we just decided to do away with the Hawaii trip.
Yeah.
And take that out of the equation and just go with what everybody really wanted. And that's the trivia.
That's
t-shirt.
Right. And instead of door number one, door number two,
right.
we just
took
give them
door
the one door.
Exactly. Yeah. Carol Merrill doesn't even need to work here, really.
All right. So, Isaiah, here's the thing. When we're done with you on the air, do not hang up. We will put you on hold.
Right.
And then
get your address.
Someone will get your address, and we'll put that in the mail for you, okay?
All right.
Okay, and
I have a question for you.
Okay,
y'all.
Isaiah, hang on just a second. I'm looking through the glass, and they're having some trouble. It looks like having some computer trouble. So, all right, we're good? All right. So they will be able to get your information. They were signaling me that they couldn't. They will be able to get your mailing information. So just
wasn't Looking Glass, wasn't that Brandy?
Yes, that was.
You're a
their
fine
one
girl.
Hit, one
what
hit
a good
wonder.
Wife you would be.
Looking Glass.
That was what they were one hit wonder.
Yeah,
really?
That was it.
Okay,
Brandy.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Anyway. Sorry, Isaiah. We took a little rabbit trail there. What's your question for us?
What year did Alaska become a state, and what was it, the 49th or the 50th? to join the union.
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, Isaiah, so don't say yes or no yet.
Yeah,
it was the 49th, right? Wasn't it the 49th in Alaska?
Hawaii was the 50th, I think. And what year? I don't know.
1948,
I think. I'm going whatever you say is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's go with that.
All right, we're
going
to say it was the 49th, and it was 1948.
It was the 49th, but it was 1959.
59. Wow, that late. Okay.
Hey, let me ask you this. When did Hawaii become a state?
Do you know about Hawaii when it became a state? 59, then it was that. It would have to be after. It'd have to be after that. Wow, that late?
Well, I thought.
I don't know.
I was thinking that the attack on Pearl Harbor was an attack on American soil.
It was.
Which would make it, was Hawaii a territory? Or a state at the time that we were attacked.
We're going to Wikipedia.
When was statehood?
That was 1959.
Hawaii.
Was when Hawaii became a state.
Okay.
And so it wasn't.
I guess it wasn't a state.
Probably it was probably a territory, and we had our naval base.
Like Guam
there.
And Puerto Rico.
All right.
Okay.
Huh.
That's
right.
Very. That's very interesting.
Excellent question, Isaiah, and very good trivia question.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah,
you think excellence overboard?
Small e, but
all right, Isaiah. I'm having a hard time saying your name. I'm going to put you on hold, okay? And you give your information to Cindy Roberts, and we will send out that T-shirt to you. Hopefully, you will get it before the end of the year, so that it can change your 2018.
Right.
Okay.
You'll be a part of his wardrobe.
Yes, that's right.
Planning for the year 2018. Yeah. All right, thank you, Isaiah. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Our phone number to reach us is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. We're getting as many folks through on the phone with us as possible to ask or answer our trivia questions. And back to the phones, Ed.
Back to the phones we go. Kansas, Pat, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you, sir. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both, please.
All right. Which question would you like to answer?
I'm going to try the one that I'm not sure of.
Okay.
Good
guess. The oldest creature.
All right. Here's the question again, Pat.
What animal has the longest lifespan, Pat?
Would that be the tortoise?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Good job, Pat.
I was going to guess the elephant.
Well, it's the giant tortoise. What elephant would have been a good guess, too. Do you know any more info on that, Pat, or shall I share it?
Well, we have a couple of tortoises in the Wichita, Kansas zoo.
Okay.
And I've seen them ever since I was a little kid, and it's the same ones. They said something like 153 years or something like that.
Good grief.
They could live up to.
Yeah, here's the info I have. The lifespan of the giant tortoise is about 150 years, making it the longest living animal on the planet. In captivity, some giant tortoises have lived as long as 177 years. Now, if you pay attention, Pat, and I saw this in National Geographic, it's their exercise program. these giant tortoises, they don't miss a day.
And they carry around their house with them.
Right. So that's two things
you have
to think about is moving your house and a bit that exercise program.
That's some serious cardio and
Well, they
and
get up
training.
Every morning. Every morning they eat, they walk, you know, they do things to enhance.
And they do it slowly.
That's right. They do things to enhance their quality of life.
Yeah.
So there you go. Giant tortoises. That is amazing. They can outlive. They can, you know, they can live as long as 177 years, according to
this. That's old.
Yeah.
All right. What's your question for us, Pat?
Okay. Who was known as the strongest man in the world back in the 1950s and 1960s?
All right, don't say anything, Pat. We got to talk amongst ourselves. Now, you got
Charles Atlas, maybe?
I was thinking Charles Atlas, or Was he the one in the magazine?
Yeah.
He
turned you from a, remember the little things?
Scrawny little.
A bully kicks sand in your face, you scrawny kids.
The next year you go do the Charles Atlas program, you come back. And
beat the stew out of them, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Promoted violence.
This is sounding good.
Oh, yeah. It was everybody's dream was to become a Charles Atlas. How about that?
Probably right, yeah.
We're going to go with Charles Atlas, Pat.
Incorrect.
Okay.
It was Paul Anderson. Anderson.
Well, he was
How do you know, Pat? Did you ever see him do bench presses?
Well, he actually came to Wichita for an event. He came to my junior high school, and the Christian Athlete Association brought him in and a bunch of professional athletes, and they were going to do a rally out at Wichita State University on a Sunday. And he came to our school, junior high school, on a Friday, and he asked the basketball team to come up. And he had a specially made bench that he had the basketball team sit on, and he got underneath the table and lifted this all up. And then he took a 300-pound dumbbell, and he pressed it about 8 times with one arm. And he's in the Guinness Book of World Records as having done a backlift of 6,270 pounds.
Wow!
So,
I don't know if he's
what's
if that
name?
Makes him the strongest man in the world, but I'm certainly not going to argue with him.
What's his name, Pat?
Well, he was Paul Anderson, and he won the Olympics, beat the Russians back in I think early 50s, and they called him a miracle of nature. And he gave it all up to start a youth home in Vidalia, Georgia.
Wow.
And it's the Paul Anderson Youth Home.
Okay.
And he was, I think his first backer was, I think it may have been Trent Cathy.
Truett Cathy?
Truett Cathy, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, I followed him. You know, when I became a Christian when I was 30, and all of a sudden I realized he was one of the first persons to give me the gospel, and it went over my head.
Yeah.
But he impressed me with his strength, and so I've kind of become a follower of him and what he did. And so,
right. Well, and a lot of people don't know, Pat, that he died at age 177.
Right.
So he was right up there with the giant tortoise.
Again, the exercise program.
Hey, Pat, thank you so much. That's excellent trivia and a good story of how God got a hold of somebody and used them for his glory. Appreciate that.
Hey, do you see where coffee's really healthy for you?
You
don't drink coffee,
I don't drink coffee. I drink Diet Coke.
You tried it for a week, American Family Coffee.
I did, and I have to say this is the best compliment I can ever give a coffee. I did not hate it.
Right.
So I actually drank it for about a week, and I still have my coffee cup, and I will probably this winter drink some more as the weather gets
colder. I was glad
to
see coffee's healthy for you.
Yeah.
And that was good to know. You know, I know that will only last, 10, 12 years before we have a coffee study where it says it's terrible for
probably
you.
Probably won't last that long. But that I just read
it. But then it'll have a comeback. It's kind of like the stock market.
Yeah. Well, I just read a study here recently that said that Diet Coke was very good for you. You should drink as much as you want.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I think you need to go with whatever the report for the day is about what affects your health.
And completely alter your life to become in line with the latest.
Right. All right. Back to the phone. Let's see. Let's repeat our questions.
Okay.
And then we'll go back to the last 7 minutes of Trivia Friday for this hour. And
for
then
this
we got another half an hour of Learning University coming up.
All right, here I got Christmas questions. As Joseph and Mary traveled to be counted for the census, from which town did they start out?
Mm-hmm.
This is very easy, folks. Mm-hmm. You should know this.
Mm-hmm.
Another Christmas question. I'm struggling to say that.
Yeah, you are.
You
need a health checkup?
Maybe it's
that's what they're saying for President Trump. Started one word, and oh my gosh, he's about to have a heart attack.
Yeah. When the census was ordered, who was governor of Syria at the time? And my last Christmas question, you guys start getting these, I'll have to throw in football questions. Which Old Testament book included the prophecy about the Messiah coming from Bethlehem of Judea?
All right, here's my unanswered questions. What's the smallest type of tree in the world? Secondly, what is the first letter on a typewriter? What is the first letter on a typewriter? And I'm going to add a Christmas question.
You do that, Walker.
In honor of Ed.
You add a tribute.
Who sang "I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas"? Who sang "I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas"?
Oh, wow. I was paying attention to something else. Thus, it was an insincere. Wow.
I thought you were just amazed at my question.
Our listeners probably picked up on that, but it was an insincere wow. Here we go with my questions. How many eggs does a queen bee lay per day? How many eggs does a queen bee lay per day? And the only hint I'll give you, folks, is more than one. And I'll take a ballpark figure. Number two, what game is generally considered to have ushered in the video game era? Now, this preceded Walker by many years, Walker. So it wouldn't have happened in your era. It preceded you, but led to what you enjoyed during your years where you didn't study and played video games. I remember that well.
Don't you have any homework?
No, I don't have any homework. All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Let's repeat. Let's start at the
Walker's
end
playing video games.
It's supposed no
to be,
comment.
It's supposed to be a trio of voices here.
Yes.
We also call this
Learning University.
Not quite stereo, but we're close on American Family Radio. Let's go back to the phones.
Back to the phones we go. We go to Kentucky. Melissa is on the line. Melissa, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Melissa. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
All right. Which question would you like to answer?
Well, I should answer the little tree question because my husband's a logger, but I'm afraid I don't know the answer, but I do know the B answer.
Wow, I'm impressed. Repeat the question about the
oh,
eggs.
I'm sorry. Okay, who are we talking to
this
here?
This is Melissa.
Oh, all right, Kentucky. Melissa. From where? What state?
Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
From the Bluegrass State, Melissa. All right. Yep. How many eggs does a queen bee lay per day? And I'll take a ballpark figure.
Well, my best friend has honeybees, so I know it's nearly 2,000.
Yes.
Wow.
That is correct.
Wow. 2,000
eggs. So you talked. Your best friend has honeybees.
Yeah, I've begged my husband to get honeybees for years, and he just won't do it.
Why not?
He's a logger, and he gets stung by yellow jackets a lot.
Oh, Melissa.
He has hard feelings towards them.
Well, Melissa.
I don't blame them. Those yellow jackets are nasty.
Well, yellow jackets. Melissa, what's your husband's name?
John Kahn.
John? I just...
Uh-huh.
That's his whole name, or that's his... John's his first name.
Well, his last name is Conn.
Okay.
C-O-N-N.
Okay.
First name's John. Uh-huh.
Okay. I would just, I'm channeling my inner Dr. Phil here. And I'm just saying, I think John should consider, you know.
I think so. We have a lot of gardens and we could use those pollinators.
I don't mean to be Mr. Negative. I'm siding with John. Anything that can sting, I don't want it near me.
Well, it's 2,000 is correct. 2,000.
That's amazing. We can't even get our three chickens to lay one egg a day. Wow.
Hey, can you hold through the break?
Melissa?
Sure.
Melissa, okay. Hold on through the break 5 minutes, and then we'll come back and take your question. And I'll give even more information on the queen bee because she deserves more than just, you know, a sentence.
She works, man.
It's easy just to say she lays 2,000.
Yeah.
2,000 eggs a day, but we need to give the queen bee her due, and we shall do that in 5 minutes.
When we come back, 5 minutes.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.